The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
We're joined on the line by the Lord Mayor of Dublin. Brendan Carr, good evening to you. You put out a statement in the last couple of days which said, currently we are aware to the extent to which people with disabilities have to go to circumnavigate obstructions on the pavements. I think they'd be better off using the cycle lanes, and I'd like to ask what the people of Dublin think about this. Are you suggesting that disabled people have to go out and you know, share the road with cars?
No, what I was actually doing there, I was raising an issue which is confronting people with disabilities every day of the week. I mean, as it is at the moment, people in wheelchairs and people who have sight impairment are navigating around bicycles which are parked on poles all over the place. They're navigating around bins, they're navigating around sandwich boards. And the minute I put the debate out there, well, what if disabled people use the cycle lanes? There was uproar over it. And people now, I wanted people to start thinking of the impact of their everyday life, what they're doing, which is having an effect on people with disabilities. We were never really suggesting that we do go out and use cycle lanes, but we wanted people to start getting in the mind frame that someone with a disability has, you know.
So you put the statement out
they have
as a hoax, basically, just to try and convince people of their own better instincts on this?
Well, we've tried to make people aware of what of people with disabilities confronting every day of the week and you know, the obstacles they have to confront with. But we launched a campaign yesterday for Dublin, which was going to basically make people, it's an awareness campaign. It's basically when you're parking your bike, park at a designated bike place, or park it somewhere safe where someone with a stick or a blind walking along won't trip over it. Mm. If you're putting a bin out to make sure it's not an obstacle for someone with a wheelchair, if you're parking a car on a footpath, which is all completely illegal anyway, we're all looking around to see if there's a guard about. But I'm asking people now, when you park a car in a place like that, and we have photographs of people in wheelchairs that can't get past down the footpath because there's a car or a van parked on it. Likewise, the sandwich boards, shops are putting them out in the middle of the footpath, and we have stories of people blind being able to falling over them. People in their own front garden. Now, this is all harmless stuff, and it seems harmless, but people where bushes are growing over a wall in the front garden has a terrible effect on someone walking along who's using the cane and suddenly gets their face all scratched off them because of this bush sticking out. We're trying to do is to say, I don't believe anyone's doing any of this on purpose, and, you know what I mean? But it's just an awareness, because I wasn't aware of some of the obstacles and difficulties that people with disabilities had until it was put to me by the disability groups. And I'm much more conscious now, and I want the public to be more conscious.
Let me bring in one of those disabled people, Sean O'Kelly, who's a wheelchair user and a blogger at A Day in My Wheels. Sean, thanks very much for taking our call on The Last Word this evening.
Thank you so much,
you saw the comments from the Lord Mayor over the weekend about the idea of perhaps disabled people will be better off using cycle lanes, what did you think of that when you heard it first?
Well, I initially read it and I didn't think much of it, but as I read it, you know, over and over, I thought it wasn't a good idea. But I do think that it was a very good way to get people talking. And since the campaign has launched yesterday, I've actually seen posters on buses, you know, with examples of obstacles. I strongly encourage this campaign.
Now, you as a wheelchair user, you don't need any reminding about some of the pitfalls that you face every day, the idea of having to plan journeys that bit more meticulously or uneven footpaths or whatever. Do you have some hope that someone like the Lord Mayor putting his might behind this, managing to pull off fairly impressive PR ruse that has got a lot of people talking about it, that this might actually mean a new dawn and that some of these difficulties might actually be addressed once and for all?
I would certainly hope that that this would be addressed, that the public, general public would, you know, adhere to address, like doing what, participating in you know, parking more carefully or putting bins out without putting obstacles in the way. And I definitely feel that it has hope for the it's definitely a start for a major for other challenges to be addressed as well, but this is definitely the start.
Well, let me go back to the Lord Mayor, Brendan Carr, about this. Brendan, you mentioned, and I think a lot of people would agree with you, that nobody actively sets out to make life difficult for disabled people. Nobody deliberately allows their bushes to become overgrown, or nobody deliberately puts out a sandwich board to try and cause a hindrance to people who are disabled. Are we at the point now where we need to think about some sort of extra punishment, like fines for people who actively block cycle lanes or who block footpaths and make life more difficult for disabled citizens?
Well, what we're trying to do with this campaign is use a carrot rather than a stick, and we're going to encourage that. Now, if we find that there's persistent offenders doing it, we will start punishing people. I mean, we do have a right, if there's an obstacle on a pavement, to remove the obstacle. Or be a bike that's blocked, be a sandwich board, whatever, we have a right to protect the pavement to make it safe for users, and we will start removing them. But this is
Who is we? Is we the council, or is we the guards?
The city council have the city council, the information I've been provided is that the city council can move any obstacle in a footpath which hasn't got permission to be there in the first place, which is causing an obstruction to someone else, which is a logical thing to do. So what we try up to now, we haven't really put that, we haven't pushed it, we haven't done it because we're encouraging people to cycle, we're encouraging business, we're encouraging people to start, you know, using pins. But at the same time, we have to do it in a very responsible way. And people with disabilities this year have made it very clear to me that what the, you know, there's a lot of other stuff we have to do with the city council. They I'm working on that, but this is something the public can actually do to improve the quality of lives, to improve the accessibility for people with disabilities around the city. All I'm trying to do is get people aware. Just think, when you're doing something, look around and say, hang on, if someone came along here in a wheelchair, or someone came along here who was blind with a dog or using a cane, would they get past safely enough? That's what I'm asking people to do.
There's a lot of people texting in 53102, Brendan, wondering if you think that cyclists using footpaths is part of a problem as well.
Well, I mean, cyclists using the footpath isn't only going to affect people with disabilities, it's affecting everyone. They clearly shouldn't be on a footpath, you know, and that's just logical sense. I mean, but we're trying, I'm not having to go with the cyclists, or sandwich owners, or bin owners, or anything here. I'm asking the whole public, and everything they do, when we're very good at getting into new habits in this country. We don't know with the bus lanes, we don't know with the smoking, and I'm asking people to kind of a habit when they're doing something on a public way to make sure that it's clear for people with disabilities. And you know, and that's a simple little message out there. We don't want to punish anyone. We don't want to come and ask them with a big stick. We want to ask them to think for themselves, be conscious about what's going on.
Here's a text who says, Gavin, my dad is blind, and one day walking with his guide dog, he couldn't pass on the footpath due to a van parked on it. The driver was there and told my dad to get around it by going in on the main road. And when he was asked a second time to move, he told my dad to F off. Guy was a professional delivery driver. I was travelling nearby and I was able to report the driver to the Gardaí, but I couldn't believe the abuse. Someone else says, the Brendan Carr problem is that he has so little credibility regarding cycling and cyclists that the press release about cycle lanes was completely believable. That's from Dave. On that note, let me bring in Colm Ryder, who's the chair of the Dublin Cycling Campaign. Colm, what do you make of, first of all, even the ruse of the idea of asking disabled people to use cycle lanes, but also possibly that cyclists might be contributing to the problem by occasionally using footpaths to cycle on?
Okay, Gavin, first of all, just let me correct you there. I'm not the chair of Dublin Cycling Campaign. I am the Secretary of Dublin Cycling Campaign, but the Chair of Cyclists.ie, the national body.
Apologies.
Thanks very much for having me on here. Look, first of all, in terms of your first point, in terms of the ruse or the hoax, if you like, that Brendan sent out in relation to cycle lanes and that, I mean, it's just unfortunate that it's been associated like this whole thing with cyclists and disability and people with disability, like that as if cyclists or cycle lanes are responsible for the fact that people with disabilities are obstructed.
And surely every once in a while cyclists are also obscured by some of these people parking in your cycle lane or overgrown bushes and what have you too.
No, absolutely, that's the first thing. But secondly, I would just like to say, I mean, I think this campaign and Brendan's idea of a carrot rather than a stick is very important. I think that is something that is necessary for everybody to be aware of how their actions affect other people within the population. And obviously, people with disabilities have bigger issues and bigger difficulties in terms of Dublin City overall. And if you walk around Dublin City anytime, I mean, a lot of footpaths are extremely narrow. And the amount of people trying to move along Dublin City's footpaths, in the centre city in particular, is sometimes overwhelming. And people do step on the road and step on the road quite readily, but it's not that easy for people with disabilities to do the same thing and to do it as easily. and that's something we have to be aware of.
Indeed. We're running very, sorry to interrupt you, Colin, but we're running very short on time, so I want to go back to Sean O'Kelly from A Day in My Wheels. Sean, again, I suppose the whole premise of this slot is that a lot of people don't necessarily think about the hindrances or the burdens that they might accidentally be for disabled people or other vulnerable people around cities. What message would you give to them this evening to try and make them perhaps see the error of their ways?
Just picture yourself in our shoes. What would we have to do to get around the obstacle that you have created? And if you think that this is wrong, please do change us and change us once and for all.
Okay.
And I would just like to I'd like to thank you, Gavin, for mentioning my campaign, A Day in My Wheels. I'd just like to let your listeners know that I'm on Twitter at A Day in My Wheels, and I've got a Facebook page.
Okay, check that out, A Day in My Wheels on Twitter and Facebook. Sean O'Kelly from A Day in My Wheels, Colm Ryder, who's the secretary, not the chairman, apologies, Colm, of the Dublin Cycling Campaign, and Brendan Carr, the Lord Mayor of Dublin. Thank you all very much for joining us on The Last Word. One texter says, it's not only disabled people. Try wheeling a pram where the paths are crap and bushes are sticking out and a child nearly loses an eye while cars are packed on the path. That is Anne, who is annoyed in Portlaoise.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.